The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $200.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Idaho, but coming to you from Arizona at this time. Let's go back to Alan Stang, his December 27th review of Mike Huckabee. And he says here, because I have lived so long and seen so much, I am not easily shocked, but the Huckster has done so. As you know, one of the main differences between him and the man from Hope, Arkansas, who I can't recall his name, but he's the husband of Hilleroyd, is the musical instrument they play. The other man plays a saxophone. Hux plays a guitar. Indeed, the Huckster plays guitar in a group called Capital Offense. That's an interesting name for a Christian. One of the numbers they do is Honky Tonk Woman. And here are some of the lyrics of this Christian that this Christian man sings. I met a gin-soaked barroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder because I just can't seem to drink you off my mind. I laid a divorcee in New York City. I had to put up some kind of fight. The lady... Then she covered me with roses, she blew my nose, and then blew my mind. Reminds you of Bill Clinton, doesn't it? So what do we have to say here? We have a man drinking in excess to in Memphis, a Memphis whorehouse, to get a woman off his mind. We have an alcoholic whore trying to turn a trick because he was mourning the loss of the first woman. The whore has dragged him upstairs to the bedroom for the purpose. Presumably, she could not do so because Friar Huckster had already lost those famous 100 pounds in preparation for his presidential race. A normal woman, no normal woman, and certainly not a gin-soaked whore, could lift a thing the size of Huckabee before. The narrator, thankfully, survives the night of abandon. The next stanza finds him in New York. He is still lamenting the loss of an unnamed woman in Memphis because in New York, another lady, another divorcee, has to struggle to bring Huckster, the schmuck, to her bed. The lady blows his nose, which sounds disgusting, and then blows his mind. I shall say no more here because of the verb blows comes dangerously close to the area patented by the other man from Hope, the man whose name I can't remember. Of course, Honky Tonk Woman is a Mick Jagger Rolling Stones song. It is just the kind of a song for a Christian preacher, don't you think? To do it justice, Huckabee's Capital Offense Group presumably had to practice singing the words over and over again. Excuse me? Remember, we are not talking here about some difference in doctrine. We're not talking about the difference interpretation of original sin. We're talking about the personal behavior of a preacher, a minister of Christ. Will Huck the Schmuck be performing Honky Tonk Woman in the Huckabee White House? Capital Offense appears to have a perchance for professional hookers. Another number they do is Devil with a Blue Dress On. Here are some of the lyrics. She walks real cool, catches everyone's eye. She's got such good lovin' that I can't say goodbye. There is another mortality here. Good golly, Miss Molly. You sure like to ball. While you're rocking and rolling, can't you hear your mama call? From the early morning till the early nights, see Miss Molly rocking at the House of Blue Lights. Notice that unlike every other minister of Christ I've heard of, Huck the Schmuck does not lament the fact that these women are prostitutes and try to reform them. No, no, no. On the contrary, Capital Offense, his group, celebrates and applauds their prostitution. Huckabee apparently will do anything to look cool. Needless to say, the Prostitute National Press has not said a word about the Hucksterbees' perchance for prostitution. Instead, they have tried unsuccessfully to make something of the fact that Tucker Carlson booby-trapped Dr. Ron Paul into accepting a donation from a man he didn't even know, who runs a brothel in Nevada. By the way, Dr. No plays no instrument and can't carry a tune. But now here comes something even worse. What's worse? Yes. In 2004, at a dinner meeting in the Republican Governors Association, Huckabee mounted the rostrum to deliver an opening prayer. You would ask the only man present with a theology degree to do that, would you not? As the schmuck got started, the mobile phone in his pocket rang, and embarrassed Governor Huckabee took the call. Guess who it was on the phone? It was God. That's right. God took time out from his manifold activities to call Friar Huck as he began his remarks. Either that, or Huck was doing an impression of Bob Newhart, in which case his impression was masterful. As brilliant as he was, Friar Huck did not miss one trick. He should have had God call collect. then Huckster could magnanimously have accepted the charges. On the phone, let's see, the transcript says there was much delighted laughter during all of this about the phone call from God. At the end, there was cheering and applause. When I heard about it, I gasped. When I saw the video, I marveled. Notice that the huckster bee revoltingly trivializes God. He patronizes God, reducing him to a straight man in a comedy act. This is not the God I know, not the creator of everything that is, not the God who spoke the world into existence. Am I wrong? Am I making more of this than it deserves? I don't think so, but please let me know. More proof that Huck the Schmuck thinks Christianity is a joke came after the people of Arizona enacted a law, Proposition 2000 or 200, that denies benefits to illegal aliens. The courts upheld Proposition 200, and a couple of Republican senators in Arkansas proposed a similar law there. The Arkansas law would require proof of citizenship to vote, but the huckster wouldn't go for it. Huck denounced the proposal as race-baiting and demagoguery. He said the bill inflames those who are racist and bigots and makes them think there's a real problem, but there's not in Arkansas. So in Arkansas, Huck says illegal aliens are not a problem, even if they vote. Now he's running for president. But here comes the kicker. Fellow Republican Senator Jim Holt, one of the bill's sponsors, is also a Christian. Singling him out, Governor Schmuck Huckabee said the following, "I drink a different kind of Jesus juice." Again, we see that Huckabee's lexicon, Jesus is a joke, a straight man in a comedy act, a dummy sitting on Huckabee's knee. The Schmuck Huck will do or say anything in his lust to be cool, but English speakers will remember that cool means not so hot. When I saw the huckster and his straight man go through this act, I wondered, are there really Americans dumb enough to fall for this malarkey? Dumb enough to give credence to a man who makes Elmer Gantry look like John the Baptist? The answer is, sadly, yes. There are millions of them. Millions and millions who belong to that, what they call the religious right. This time around, despite everything we now know, Friar Huckster is their choice. So I have only one question for you. Are you out of your mind? Dr. Ron Paul exemplifies to the max everything you say you believe in. Mike Huckabee makes Dr. No look like a glorified combination of Washington, Jefferson, and Henry. But you have rejected Dr. Ron Paul in favor of a blatant scumbag. Over and over again, you have portrayed yourselves, or betrayed yourselves. You did it with Bush. He ridicules you as suckers in private. In public, he says he's born again. Apparently, that is all a man needs to say to win your devotion. Because he is a fraud, your country now is falling apart, soon to be merged out of existence with Mexico and Canada. Your freedoms are gone, but you don't care. Your preachers are not preachers. They are motivational speakers lusting for fame and the buck. They are cowards, not Christians. They are not the black regiment that led the War of Independence, nor would they. If they tell you to vote for the rear end of a horse, you will flock out after the meeting, out of the meeting hall to a polling places and vote for the rear end of a horse, like characters in George A. Romano's classic Night of the Living Dead. Now you're getting ready to do it again. And believe me, you will deserve everything you get when reality hits you in the face. So said our dear brother, great American patriot, Alan Stay. I'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program when we return.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack Michalam program, and it's good to hear from Alan Stang. He's one of the greatest American writers of our time and journalist and researcher of our times, too, folks. In case you don't know who he is, he's been around a long time, and it's great to hear from him. It's nice to know, too, that a fellow Christian like him has got Mike the Huckabee figured out. We're getting another Bill Clinton and Boy George Bush Christian when we get Mike Huckabee. But keep in mind, folks, that he's been set up to take votes away from Dr. Ron Paul because the international criminal elite that runs our government hates Ron Paul and is scared to death of him because he's going to end the New World Order in America, take us out from underneath the New World Order that we're under at the present time, this Antichrist world government system we're being pushed under, and restore our constitutional freedoms, restore the Bill of Rights, get us out of the Patriot Act, get us out of all of these unconstitutional snooping programs into Americans' lives, into your every key you strike on your computer. They monitor every phone call you make, they monitor, and they have these catchwords. They have these catchwords. If you mention Boy George Bush, if you mention the war in Iraq, if you mention anything that has to do with something that might be termed as not going along with the Antichrist New World Order that the Bush crime family and his handlers are promoting, then it clicks on the computers. And the CIA and NSA and others, Homeland Security, monitor all of that. And so you don't have to say bomb or you don't have to say gun in order to click on the computers, even though that will click on the computers for sure. But all you have to say is, boy, George Bush, you know, George Bush, the real president of the United States, Cheney, or any name like that, and the computers click on and they monitor you. Okay, same on the web. If you go to certain websites, they monitor who went to those websites. And so Dr. Ron Paul will take us out from underneath that, and this scares them to death because they have to have America reduced to third world nation status within next year so that they can put us under martial law, terminate the Constitution, terminate the Bill of Rights, and put us under a slave totalitarian system here in the U.S. and fold us in underneath the Marxist-led United Nations world government system, okay? And Dr. Ron Paul will stop that. So they brought out this Huckabee and Schmuckabee, you know, and proposed him as the president of the United States now, having him dance around as a little Christian minister. And everything he does and everything he's done in Arkansas, folks, shows he's not a Christian, just like Bill Slimy Clinton and Hillary Clinton, who was actually the governor of Arkansas. As I said, Hillary always has wore the pants in the Clinton family, and Bill could never keep his up. And so, but anyway, he's another Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, who cries out that they're good Christians, and everything they do spells out that they're actually worshiping Satan and not Jesus Christ at all. Okay, let's go now to the loss of a very fine lady, Benazir Bhutto. I want to talk about that for a minute. From our two police and military associations, okay? We have a lot of comments coming in about the death of Benazir Bhutto, the wonderful opposition leader there in Pakistan who was not favored by the international criminal elite from the USA that controls Pakistan, okay? Totally controls Musharraf in Pakistan. And so they had to get rid of Benazir Bhutto, and they've done that now, okay? And I'm very interested to see that Sorchi Fall, who some people say is actually an American writer, and she's not a Russian journalist in Russia, and I don't know which is the case. We've looked into this, and we don't know who Sorchi Fall is, but it's interesting that her report that came out December 28th shows, which was just yesterday, shows what we have heard here at our two police and military associations up in Idaho County, Idaho, okay, where we have our two police and military associations. We hear from military people quite regularly, and military intelligence and civilian intelligence agencies. And Sorchi Fall has an article here I want to share with you, which is real close to what we've heard, okay, so far. Okay, the Russian government has reported that President Putin, on the assassination of Pakistan opposition leader Benazir Bhutto, today is detailing what Russian security analysts are stating as a sophisticated sniper team attack which left the beloved leader of Pakistan dead. We'll be right back after this break and finish up with Sorchi Fall's article on Benazir Bhutto's death.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77... In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program here. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. And as I was saying, folks, this Sorche Fall, and let me spell her name for you, okay, in case you want to Google it, okay, pull it up on your computer and read about what she talks about. But we're intrigued at our two police and military associations by this Sorche Fall, who I've heard from some people may be a man in America, but what we know for certain is that Sorche Fall, whoever that is, and supposedly, according to the article, she's a Russian journalist, okay, and researcher, has some connections to intelligence operations. There's no question about it, because we read her reports, and she gets material that we get through our American intelligence sources and foreign intelligence sources at our two police and military associations. Now, everything she says, we don't necessarily agree with, but this article really hits close to the truth, we believe, okay, according to our intelligence sources at our two police and military associations. So here we go, okay? President Putin, on the assassination of Pakistan's operation leader Benazir Bhutto, today is detailing what Russian security analysts are stating was a sophisticated sniper team attack which left Benazir Bhutto dead. Now remember, folks, Benazir Bhutto, our international criminal elite, the neocon Trotskyites that run America, couldn't allow her to take office, and they were afraid she was going to win the presidency from their puppet, Musharraf. Okay? Total puppet. Musharraf is a total puppet, even though they have different things in the controlled press in America that make it sound like that he's not in agreement with our American international criminal elite that runs our government. But it's not true. He is like, I don't know if you, if all of you been around, many of you weren't around at the time that our international criminal elite that controlled our government back during the time that they installed Castro in Cuba. And the reason they installed Castro in Cuba, knowing he was a communist, was because the international criminal elite are communists themselves that control our government. And what they wanted was a puppet communist out there in Cuba that they could point a finger to and say, he's a communist. All the time, they themselves installed him in Cuba and kicked out the true patriot president of Cuba and replaced him with the communist Fidel Castro. And this is the same thing going on in Pakistan, folks, and in other places in the world, like Afghanistan and Iraq. And they want to do the same thing to Iran. They want to kill off or knock out the leadership in Iran, as they have in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they have in Pakistan, and put in their own puppets that will dance to the tune of the international criminal elite, as Musharraf does over there. Although they act like that he is standing up against America and saying things against American control, but which is totally not true at all, folks. We have our intelligence reports that have, for years now, have shown where he has been a puppet of the U.S. international criminal elite that runs America. But let's go back to Putin's government now and what they say. The reports from the Russian government security analyst says that the Pakistan's elite commando division called the Special Service Group, SSG, and which is the elite special operations arm of the Pakistani army, were very likely to blame for the assassination, as they are the only organization there capable of mounting an operation such as the one they used against Benazir Bhutto to kill her in Pakistan. As to the actual assassination of Bhutto, the Russian reports state that she was fired upon by no less than three separate sniper teams. Sounds like the death of John F. Kennedy, doesn't it, folks? We had three separate sniper teams, different locations that shot him. And obviously, Putin is saying that their security and intelligence teams say that Bhutto was shot by three separate sniper teams, firing in excess of six times, and which was then followed, of course, by two simultaneous rocket-propelled grenade attacks designed to destroy the crime scene, folks, so there can't be a crime scene investigation of the assassination. But, of course, those explosions could then be blamed on a suicide bombing. Isn't that interesting? They do this all the time in Iraq, by the way. Russian military analysts are further reporting that the assassination of Bhutto by Pakistan's military forces was necessitated due to her immediate meeting right after that speech she was going to give with two top U.S. lawmakers, U.S. Congressman Patrick Kennedy and U.S. Senator Arlen Specter, who she was scheduled to meet following her rally, and where she was prepared to give Mr. Kennedy and Mr. Specter evidence that supported her claim that she was being targeted for death by Pakistan's U.S.-backed dictator, Pervez Musharraf. Folks, she knew. She knew the truth that President or dictator Pervez Musharraf is a American puppet, okay? And she was going to give her evidence to Senator Kennedy and Senator Spector right after her speech, that rally that she was going to have right there in Pakistan. It is important to note that Benazir Bhutto had previously stated to the U.S. that she would only turn her evidence over to Congressman Kennedy and Senator Spector due to their involvement with the assassination of American President John F. Kennedy in 1963. As Patrick Kennedy is a surviving family member and Arlen Specter was the chief investigator of the president's murder for the Warren Commission, the tribunal set up to investigate President Kennedy's killing. Now, folks, this is sad because Benazir Bhutto believed that Arlen Specter was not a part of the assassination team and the cover-up team, and he was. He was a part of it. He was the man that covered up the assassination, the true assassination of President Kennedy. But that's another story. She believed that because he was involved as a chief investigator, not knowing that he was there as a chief investigator to make sure that it looked like that there was a lone assassin, and to prove that there was a lone assassin, and to destroy all the other evidence that showed that there was a sniper team of three different snipers that killed Kennedy. Okay. Of course, now we have other evidence too, folks. I should say that the driver put the fatal bullet in the head of Kennedy too. We have photographs showing that the driver of the limousine turned around, had a pointed object pointed at Kennedy as he was driving the limousine very, very slowly, and shot Kennedy in the head, okay? But there was an assassination team out there, too, but we believe that the driver of the Kennedy car was the man that did the coup de grace, and put the bullet in the head of the president to make sure that he wouldn't live through the assassination attempt. But anyway, that's another story. But anyway, Bhutto evidently believed in that she had to turn her evidence over to people she could trust. And of all people, to trust anybody in the Kennedy family and Senator Arlen Specter that came up with the magic bullet theory. You remember that, folks, the magic bullet theory that Arlen Specter came up with, that the bullet went right, it went left, it went in the reverse, and it went forward, and it went up, it went down, and killed Kennedy one shot from book library, you know, and by one assassin, and it also struck the guy in the front seat too, one bullet, okay, which was to any of us in law enforcement, and matter of fact, to any of you that are hunters out there, you know that the magic bullet theory was a bunch of poppycock, but Arlen Specter came up with that, and he had to come up with it to prove that one assassin killed our president, okay? But anyway, sadly, Bhutto believed if she turned her evidence over to these two guys that it would somehow be exposed that our government was backing Pervez Musharraf in killing her, in targeting her for death. Of course, I know that this would not have happened because Arlen Specter is a traitor, a true scumbag, and always has been, and I don't know this Patrick Kennedy very well, but coming from the Kennedy family, I'm not sure that I trust him at all, okay? Back to Searchy Falls' article here, it states, it was, as the report states, Bhutto's belief that only two such prominent lawmakers in America who knew the truth behind the assassination of President Kennedy could properly handle the shocking information she was prepared to present to them should she have lived but 1 hour more to be able to present that information to Kennedy and Arlen Specter. Like I say, folks, it breaks my heart that she was going to count on them to get that information out, and I don't believe it would have ever gotten out because these guys are so much a part of the Antichrist world government international criminal elite system there that controls Washington and controls Pervez Musharraf, the dictator of Pakistan. But that's what she believed anyway. Also, it is important to note that occurring during the same time frame as the plot and killing of Bhutto in Pakistan, its U.S. ally began suffering a series of bizarre attacks against war leaders, and which included the United States Army leader, Secretary Pete Guerin, having his home in Texas targeted by a suicide driver, which I never heard of, folks. I don't know if you did or not. And also in Texas, the childhood home of President Bush, and which is on the property of his father's presidential museum, being attacked by arsonists. And I didn't hear about that either. Am I missing something here, folks? Let us know if we miss those events, because I didn't hear about them. But in Russia, they're saying that these things happened over there, here in the U.S. These current events, and then coupled with the White House attack that left Vice President Cheney's office in flames, and which we had previously reported on, points out a growing destabilization of the current New World Order due to the United States' continued efforts to gain hegemony, and that's control, over the vital oil resources of the Middle East, but which these last events may prove to be to make it much harder to accomplish. This is so, and as these reports make clear, the United States' complicity with Pakistan to create and control the very terrorist organizations which they have used to mislead their people into giving up their freedoms and support the world war that is bankrupting the United States due to the truth that the truest enemies of the West are their very own leaders. So Sergey Fall knows a lot of the truth, folks. She's a little off here and there, whoever Sergey Fall is, and it could be an American. I won't mention his name that is writing under that pseudonym, but I don't know for sure. We'll do further research and see if we can find out. But one thing we know for sure, folks, is that whoever this Sergey Fall is, she does have valid information at times coming from our intel agencies that we get the same type of information from, okay? And so there is some basis for believing that Sergey Fall, whoever she is or he is, are connected somehow to our intelligence, good patriotic intelligence sources, or some of our sources that we cannot tell you about because they would be killed immediately if it was found out that they were reporting to those of us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues and Police and Military Against the New World Order. All right? So enough said on that. Now, I'd like to go to the phone, and we have a caller on the line. We have George in Florida. I want to go to George in Florida right away. And, George, welcome to the program. Haven't heard from you for a while. And what would you like to say, brother?
Well, I hope Aid and Abet has a better 2008 than previous, that you'll be able to leap and make strides that you haven't even tried for years.
Yes, yes. I agree, and I'm praying the same prayer, brother George. Thank you.
Number one, the assassination of Bhutto, that has the fingerprints of the CIA all over it.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And number two, if you go to the website, December 27th, with the TH at the end, .com, that was Mike Huckabee's money bomb.
Yeah.
And he only raised $95,000 in 24 hours.
$95,000? That's it?
Yes, and he was spinning and saying he beat Paul's fundraising efforts. I'm like, what? I mean, they're trying to spin it like they... And, you know, it just proves the huckster does not have the support that he says he don't have.
Yes.
I mean, so I don't really think he's taking votes away from Ron Paul because the more he speaks, the more critics come out. I mean, Chuck Baldwin, I think, done an exemplary job exposing the flaws of this phony Baptist minister.
He sure did. He sure did, brother. But the thing is, I was at a Christmas party here in Arizona the other night, at a Christmas party with my kids and grandkids, and I met a good Christian man who's well known in the area, and he was shocked that I was supporting Dr. Ron Paul, because he's supporting Huckabee, and so is most of the Christians he knows. So this is why they brought out the huckster, to take votes away from Dr. Ron Paul, and he is doing so, because every time we have a shyster in there, like boy George Bush or Bill Clinton, all of a sudden people want to go back and try to find a real Christian to put in office. So here's the old huckster out there saying he's a true born-again Christian. Okay, Brother George, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, that's it.
Hey, thanks for calling in. God bless you, brother, and have a good New Year's. Hope we all do. We'll be right back, folks, right after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Jack McLam program, and we've just had a few days ago, we had some more of our good patriotic, great patriotic Jewish Americans, both in law enforcement and the military, bring me an article which spells out more treason and fraud on the part of our government and the government of Israel, okay, the Zionist communist government, run by Gentiles, not Jews, even though they call themselves Jews, and the fraud they're putting out to be put in the newspapers here in America and to fool the American people and the Israeli Jews, the true Israeli Jews, Jews over there. The article has to do, and it's out of a Jewish newspaper, by the way, and it says that Iranian Jews are fleeing Iran. And it's a report that 40 new Iranian immigrants, Jews, arrived in Israel. And the Jewish community, the Jewish community in Iran, tells reporters that the Iranian Jews remain tied to their homeland and that this article is a outright lie. And you can believe it, folks, because we have Jewish brothers and sisters in military and law enforcement that have told us that they have relatives, Jewish relatives in Iran, who are living a very safe, prosperous life there, and they enjoy their life in Iran. But here's this Jewish newspaper, Zionist newspaper in Israel, putting out the belief, and here, let me read you a little of this here. Jewish agency's covert mission to bring 40 Iranian Jews to build new lives in Israel ends successfully on Tuesday. Director of the group, donating thousands of dollars to the cause, warns Iranian Jews that they're in extreme danger from Ahmadinejad's regime. Many think this too will pass, but our feeling is that this is very similar to the situation in the 1930s. So what they're trying to do now, folks, to allow the American people, to allow them to go in and bomb and kill 50 million Iranians over there out of the 72 million Iranians that live there, and just decimate that country and take it over because the Iranian government has said they would not be a part of the New World Order, folks. They've come out just like the head of some other countries have come out and said the same thing. In Venezuela, the president there said he would not let his country become a part of the New World Order, so we got to go take it over. Same thing with the leader, and I'm trying to think of his name right now, in Serbia, that he said he would not be part of the New World Order, so we had to go take him out and bomb their country and put it under the Kosovarian Muslim drug lords. Okay, so Serbia has been, since we bombed it into the Stone Ages and killed hundreds of thousands of Christian Serbians and took their leader into the world court and killed him in prison, because there was no evidence against him, so we had to kill him in prison, then it was because he was against the New World Order. And so was, by the way, the man that was an associate and worked with America for years, Saddam Hussein, also said he would not make Iraq the part of the New World Order, so he's gone, and we hung him, killed him. But here's this article given to us by our Jewish police and soldiers here at our two police and military associations that show now they're trying to show that the Jews in Iran are fleeing Iran because Ahmadinejad is putting them in danger. And everybody we've talked to, our Jewish brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement, say that is a lie. And here is the Jewish head of the Jewish community, Muhammad Sagi, president of the Jewish community in Tehran, says it's also a lie that the Jews in Iran are living very well. Since 19